Chris, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Just want to remind you, it's not too late to post free money for Kid Nation right now. Go on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. You have 20 minutes before we do the contest. We're going to pull out two letters. They match your first and last name. You could win $500, but you'll get that extra $500 only and only if you went on there and posted free money for Kid Nation. But go ahead, get on there right now. We gave you fair warning.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, let's get to some love advice with Kelly.
Doing
a little bit earlier because we want everybody to get equal love advice.
There you go.
At equal times.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am, Jenna. Thank you.
I have a wife who has chosen to forgive me for being an unfaithful husband 3 years ago.
Wow.
She chose to stay with me and work through it, and she has been an absolute saint. It was rough at first, but she's truly done her part to make this marriage the best it can be given my mistakes. I, on the other hand, can't seem to forgive myself, and it's ruining my marriage. I don't know if I've been subconsciously set on ruining it all along or what the deal is, but I cannot seem to move past it. I can't even see how my wife wants to kiss me, much less do anything more. I don't know how to handle this, so any advice you could give would be really, really awesome. Jeremy.
Handle it.
Handle it?
Man up.
Yeah, dude.
She's forgiven you. She's doing. You're going to sabotage it. She's forgiven you. Thank God that you had this wonderful woman in your life. Spend the rest of your life showering her with love. Unless you're just saying subconsciously you want out. And maybe this is why you maybe your subconscious is saying, man, I cheated on her and she won't even leave me. You know, that could be it, right?
Yeah.
But if you don't quit this, you're going to sabotage it. So you're just going to have to let it go.
Your mind will play tricks on you if you let it, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's no secret to letting it go. You just choose to let it go.
It's so
when
hard
to let it
go.
Your mind starts going there, you change your thought. You just don't let your mind go there. And that's easier said than done, but it is doable. I've broken myself out of bad habits by not allowing myself to do that thing anymore. And eventually, it gets easier.
It's almost like meditation. You just got to take yourself to a different place.
Yeah.
And you could do that.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
This one's from Brooke.
What okay. needs to be your query, lady?
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm just going to put it out there.
Put it.
My live-in ex-boyfriend won't move out.
Live-in ex. Ooh,
yeah.
That's bad.
The apartment is in my name, but we split the bills. Therefore, he says it's his home, too. We split because he decided to get back with his ex, and I want him out. I've been kind enough to give him until the end of the month to find a new place, but he's made no effort. Now he says I'm being unfair since he moved here for me, and he's done his part financially. I just want him out without having to pay to get an attorney involved. What do you say is the best way to handle this, Kelly?
The only way to get it is if you have a police officer friend, maybe somebody like that. I've had lawyer friends who did not charge me, but at least wrote a threatening letter, and usually that's enough if you have a friend like that. If you don't, it's going to have to cost you money to get rid of him. But then you better get another roommate back at his place because you talk about spending money then if he's already paying half of everything.
Yeah.
So she's losing money on two fronts.
I'm assuming they have a lease. She said the lease
it's
in her
name.
Yeah. So,
into the lease,
not,
get a new apartment. If you want to wait it out.
Yeah.
If you decide to wait it out, at the end of the lease, get a new apartment if you're not able to financially afford to kick him out.
You could probably tell your apartment manager, hey, look, this is the deal. I'm going to act like I'm moving out or something. And, you know, I don't know how.
Just get a different apartment in the building.
Just leave, and he'll probably leave. Well, then it's not in his name. If he doesn't leave.
It's not in his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. He can't. If he stays there, she's liable for everything
right.
he does because it's under her
it's
name.
It's tough.
I guess you could go to. You
could move out.
Can't you go to the apartment manager and say, look, my ex-boyfriend won't move out. Can I go get a new apartment and I'm just going to end this one right here? That way he has to get out of that one.
You could try that or get a lawyer friend or somebody to send him a threatening letter. You know, get a police officer to kind of.
They're
willing to do that.
I like your idea, JC. Like while he's at work one day, just get a mover, move all your stuff to another apartment.
Yeah.
And then he won't even know.
Start a new lease.
Yeah.
Change the locks.
Change the locks.
That's assuming you have a really great relationship with the apartment management, which I've never been on
it's
that friendly of terms
a
with
nightmare,
them.
Nightmare, usually.
Right. Because they're so willing to help you out with that.
Sometimes they are. I've had good
You never know.
Yeah.
Try it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah.
I've gone out with a man a few times now, and I really like him.
Good.
He's been honest with me about having kids, 5 to be exact.
He wants 5.
No.
He has 5.
He's been honest with me about having kids, 5 to be exact, but I was stupid enough to assume that they were all with one ex-wife. Nope. They have 5 different baby mamas.
Oh, it's a male version of Honey Boo Boo.
Hmm. I really, really like him, and it's kind of my fault, I guess, for not asking these specifics sooner, but I feel like maybe he should have told me what kind of situation I was getting into before now. Do I have any right to feel betrayed, or is this kind of info insignificant? As he puts it, he's on good terms with all of his baby mamas. Am I worrying for nothing?
That's no, you're not worrying for nothing. You got five different baby mamas to worry about? Mm. Dealing with one's a nightmare enough.
Dang.
Trust
yeah.
me. I know
How?
Me. I wouldn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't sign up for that. You want to be number six?
Uh-uh.
Sign up for that. You don't want to be number six? Don't sign up for that. Why would you invite drama into your life like that?
So many people to
But I love him. Well, you're going to have to deal with five different kids and visitation and different Christmas routines and if he's a stand-up dad and does that. I have a hard time believing a man can be a stand-up dad to five different children by five different baby mamas. I have a real... I'm sorry, I'm sure it is possible, but I have a hard time believing that he is an excellent father to each of those five children by five different women.
It's tough.
And do you want that man in your life?
I could be...
No.
I could maybe handle number two. Like being number two.
Save that.
Yeah, second baby mama.
Mm-hmm.
After
Things
he
happen, right? But five times? That ain't
five
just happening.
Times.
That's
yeah.
not just five oopsies.
Yeah, you're getting in line to become number
no,
six.
No, I would not.
Yeah, and then,
for
real. And then you're getting ready for number seven and eight.
And I guarantee you, he is the nicest, most charming person.
He
oh, my
can.
Gosh, he's treated
be.
You better than any man's ever treated in your life. How do you think he got those other five women? How do you think?
Yeah.
The biggest con men are the nicest, sweetest men.
Yeah,
you can't wait to help him out and take him in and love him and cuddle him, and they are jerks. No. I forbid you to see him anymore.
Love letters to Kelly.
Wow.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
How do you handle the in-laws who are publicly picture perfect, but a private nightmare? They go to church, every possible service, go to all of my kids' school functions, take our family for dinner every Sunday night. To the average person, they're perfect. But behind closed doors, they're pure evil. I'm not good enough for anyone in the family. I'm a terrible mom and wife. My house is disgusting. I'm not a godly enough woman. I can't cook. I'm never put together well enough. I should be a better wife to my husband. Just about every other put down in the book belongs to me. My husband is starting to feel the wrath of his own parents, too. They've always been pretty hard on him, but never like they are on me. I feel like it's going to start happening with my kids soon if I don't figure out how to get a handle on them. I know if I do it in the wrong way, it will only make matters worse, so I have to tread lightly. Please help me figure this out, Kelly. Maggie.
You tread lightly by suddenly being unavailable for everything they have going on. Your husband should be man enough to stand up for you, and he's not obviously not got a big enough backbone to deal with his parents, but he's starting to get the brunt of it, so maybe he finally will. But you just don't be available for all those Sunday lunches. You excuse yourself and remove yourself from the situation. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for your kids. There's a lot of women will do, they'll let themselves be trampled on. They have a big doormat stamped on their back, but when it comes to their kids, they'll draw the line. Unless you're Mama June.
Yeah.
And then you don't care. You let the children be the doormats. But a lot of times, women who don't expect more for themselves or at least expect more for their children, so start separating. And that's all you can do. You don't have to. Who says you have to go to every Sunday dinner? You're letting them buy. They control the purse strings, and they're buying you all this stuff, and that gives them the power to do all this stuff, right?
True. Yep.
Just start declining. Sorry, we've already made other plans. I'm sorry. And you don't have to give long, drawn-out explanations. We've made other plans.
Boom.
We won't be able to join you this Sunday.
Done
and if
done.
You don't have other plans, start creating other plans so you're too busy. You know, start inviting other people over so you can legitimately have plans. Because I don't like lying.
Okay.
I don't like lying, but if I legitimately have other plans, I don't have a problem with that.
You can just say, I don't feel like going. Who wants to go out on Sundays? It's like the day you're all depressed because you got to go back to work.
Or it's the day you worship the Lord. Some people look at Sundays as that.
Right, and then you do that, and then you go get depressed because you got to go back to work.
Or Sunday fun day.
Yeah. Oh, I can't do the Sunday fun day thing.
Anymore. Sunday fun day. Yeah.
I'd rather do Saturday fun day.
Yeah, I can't do
mimosa, brunch, chill, football.
And then you're like, oh, I got to wake up early the next day.
Yeah,
go back
do.
To work. I got to get the TPS report in.
What is a TPS report? Toilet paper? No. TP.
I've never known what TPS means.
Total share.
Does everybody have TPS reports except us?
Testing procedures. Specification.
That's what we need.
I didn't know what that
report,
means.
Testing procedure specification.
Yeah, I need that in
it
by
actually
Sunday.
Stands for a lot of things.
Oh, so. It does.
Yeah.
Bad things.
Well, in the office space reference, it's the PeopleSoft security form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
PeopleSoft. I don't know.
PeopleSoft security.
The PeopleSoft security. I don't know. It stands for a lot of stuff. Important stuff.
Important stuff.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning
Show. Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block. He's going to be joining the show because he's got a new show out called The McCarthys.
Dad is a two-time Boston Globe All-Star. I just want to remind you that I was a two-time Boston Globe All-Star.
As you can tell, it's based in Boston. Joey McIntyre will join us later this hour, about 30 minutes away.
All right.
From a little Joey action. And also, Al, did you know today is Cat Appreciation Day?
It's actually National Cat Day.
National Cat Day.
Yeah.
So we appreciate cats.
National Cat Day.
And Trey in the back happens to love cats.
I did not know that about Trey.
Oh, he is such a big cat lover.
I'm always a little weary of a guy that likes cats.
Weary
cat.
Or yeah. Weary?
Is it weary?
It's weary.
It's weary.
Weary.
In
oh,
that
my bad.
Case, it's weary.
Weary means you're tired.
Okay. Weary.
Like, I'm feeling weary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weary,
you're right. You're right.
Weary
you're right.
Is when you're, yeah, it's kind of scared of something.
I'm a little...
I'm tired of Trey.
You hate Trey?
I'm not.
No, the cat guy is an interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, the single guy with a cat, or especially multiple cats.
And no dog, yeah.
I don't know.
Not like he just like got the cat.
A little weird.
You got to be one or the other. You got to be a dog or a cat lover. You can't be both.
Yes, you can be both.
That's too much. That's too much animal.
No, you can be both. Cats are easier to take care of.
But you know you love one of them more. You know?
If you have a cat and a dog, you love the dog more.
It just seems like cats are for girls to me. Like, you know.
Right.
Like, I don't know why. Like, dogs. Like, girls have dogs. That's fine. But cats are for girls. I don't know why. It just seems like
well,
that in my
a
head.
Lot of, wrong. I know some guys that say they have cats because they are easier to take care of. Like, you can, when you go out of town for a weekend, you can leave the cat.
Right.
And the cat's fine.
Yeah.
With food.
The
and
cat
you
don't have to come home. Come back or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll make that home his own. But here's a nice little cat montage to celebrate Cat Day.
Okay.
I'm going to start off with a little song called Smelly Cat.
Smelly cat, smelly cat, what are they feeding you?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends.
Hi, hi.
Garfield and friends.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, Sylvester, he's so annoying.
No Cat Williams in there.
I like Sylvester.
Sylvester annoyed me.
He actually looked for Cat Williams, couldn't find any clean pieces.
Sorry, Al. We tried, buddy. All right. Well, it's time to give away up to $1,000.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to play the free money name game. This week, we're doing it by using some toys from our kids.
It's that leapfrog thing, right?
Yeah. It teaches kids the letters of the alphabet, right?
And, yeah, today is Spanish Day.
Oh, we're doing it in Spanish.
Yeah, I found the one I bought in Mexico.
Okay.
For my kids.
Did y'all know that we've given away $14,000?
No, I didn't know that.
Did we do the math on that?
Did we clear that with corporate?
Why does the Spanish one still say leapfrog on the side?
Because it's still a leapfrog.
How do you say leapfrog
probably
in
made
Spanish?
In the U.S.
How would you say leapfrog in Espanol?
Leapfrog.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. So we have leapfrog and leapfrog.
Rana que brinca.
Right.
We have an Enya in there, so is that going to... What's that going to... Enya? The... Does that end with the tilde on top?
Oh,
we're going to have a translator because I'm not going to know all the letters.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go.
All right, spin it.
Gira los aditos. Gira las letras.
Whoa.
What did they say?
Gira las, spin the wheels. Okay. Spin the letters.
Gira las letras.
Una y otra vez.
Ese.
S for
your
non-Spanish speaking members of the audience.
Ese. Sam.
Here we go. Second letter.
Sam. Oh, Sam. How do you say that in Spanish? Sam.
¿Cuántas conoces? L.
L.
Which is L.
L.
So L-S. S-L or L-S.
Got it.
Those Lisa Simpson. That's the only one I can think of right off the top of my bat. And she's an inanimate
Sammy Lewis.
An inanimate object.
That's my daddy's name. Well, yeah. First and middle.
So there you go. Those are the letters for today. And if you're a caller 13 with either SL or LS as your legal initials, the first and last name,
there
not
you
your
go.
Middle name,
not
it has to be
middle.
The first and last, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Got it.
You can win $500.
Did you guys like the Spanish one?
It was good.
It added a new level.
Didn't it make you
of
feel
entertainment?
It,
did.
It made me feel worldly.
So, Jenna. You heard about this dude that went missing at this football game, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so scary.
Up in Denver. So he went to a football game with relatives. I think there was four of them there. They're watching the football game. Homeboy goes to the bathroom or something at halftime.
Yeah.
And just disappeared.
It was the Broncos-Chargers
game. Broncos, yeah.
Yeah, so he goes to the bathroom and doesn't come back for 5 days.
So they found him yesterday.
He finally came back?
They found him yesterday, 100 miles away, alive and well, no harm, no foul.
And it was a guy who had no cell phone, right?
He left his cell phone at home. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's so Carrie Bradshaw.
Didn't have much money with him. So they filed a missing persons report and everything.
Well,
family
5 days, yeah. And you go to the bathroom at halftime, yeah.
Homeboy just shows up in Pueblo, apparently 100 miles away, at Kmart.
What was he doing? He just wanted to go buy a shirt or something?
Like Blue Light Special or something. Somebody saw him at he called a relative and got a ride from the Salvation Army to another place, I think a furniture store. And the furniture store guy called something convoluted. Anyway, the guy just wandered off. He said he had, I think the quote that I read was he had had his fill of football.
He has mental health issues. It's kind of obvious. It has to be. How do you just wander off don't let anybody know for 5 days?
They said he was pretty normal and that he didn't have very many beers.
He wasn't a drug guy.
He wasn't drunk or anything.
He's got to have mental health issues. You don't do that.
Yeah. That weird. Yeah. Just like
he told police he wanted to escape to someplace warm.
See? Mental.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, but you don't walk off and leave your family in the middle of a football game and let people worry about whether you're dead or alive for 5 days.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean,
I'm glad he's alive. I mean, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse.
I'd
just be mad.
I wouldn't want to be his wife.
You'd be mad, Al?
He wish he was dead.
Who does that all the time here on the show? Al. You always just leave all of a sudden.
I'll leave.
Yeah, you just
You can call me. Yeah. Call me. Hit me on Facebook.
I've stopped worrying about Al.
This guy's actually not married and he lives alone.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There's a reason.
Okay.
And that was his first ever NFL game.
That was his first game he left at halftime?
53 years old. That was his first game.
Some people prefer to watch on TV. Yeah. I'm one of those people.
He's probably a cat guy.
All right. We're playing the Free Money Name Game. We're looking for the initials SL or LS.
All right.
If those match your legal document on your ID or your passport or whatever, you could win $500. Shannon.
Yes?
What is your last name?
Laidler.
Laidler.
It starts with an L, right?
Yeah.
It sure does.
And Shannon is with an S, not a CH.
No,
that would be
Shannon. Well, it is the Espanol version.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Shannon, you just scored $500. Yeah!
Yay!
The big question we got for you, Shannon.
Go ahead, Kelly, ask her.
In the last 24 hours.
You're
going to
be so happy.
I am. You did post Free Money for Kid Nation?
I post it every morning.
Yay!
There you go.
I love giving away money, mainly because it's not mine. Yep. Congratulations.
I love giving money.
$1,000 for Shannon Laidler because she did what she was supposed to do. There she posted free money for Kid Nation.
Does it every day, and it finally paid off.
Dang
there
right.
you go, girl.
What are you going to do with $1,000, Shannon?
What are you going to do with $1,000?
Well, oh my gosh, the possibilities are endless. We have a baby on the way, we just bought a new house, and I need to go get my hair cut.
Oh, girl, you do have a list. That money is just gone, right?
Yeah, it's already gone.
it's already been planned out.
Well, you enjoy that. And thank you so much for listening and being so faithful to post that every day.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
Hold on for us, Shannon.
Thanks.
Yay, a new baby.
$1,000 winner.
New baby, new house,
new baby, all that good stuff.
I just saw
a picture of
Kourtney Kardashian on the internet, and she was big pregnant. I was like, oh, I wish I was big pregnant again. That's fun. I'll never have it again. So, you know.
You can if you want.
No, I can't, honey. That ship is sailed. That ship is in a dry dock.
Shannon will probably carry one for you.
I want to be pregnant.
She wants to be big pregnant.
I want to go through all that. Yeah.
You can have mine.
Well, no,
I'll give you my innards.
Oh, that's weird. If you didn't win this time with the Free Money Name Game, don't worry. We're going to play again an hour from now.
Yep. Be like Shannon. Go ahead and post right now.
Yeah, we'll have two brand new letters for you, too. So everything's back and open.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back.
Here we go.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Here on the Kid Craddock Morning Show. This is going to be epic. This is going to be one of those moments, dare I say amazing?
Mm-hmm. Dare I say amazing?
Kelly. Oh, you're going to be talking about this at work today.
Yeah.
This moment right here.
Could you please not? Yeah, and don't. And Am I going first? Don't tune out when I sing poorly, because then JC is going to...
There's two people going.
Yeah.
Yes, it is a singing competition. It is the Voice Factor Idol. Yeah. We just stole from everybody's names and created our own little parody song challenge. We drew two contestants because that's enough going head-to-head. And today... JC battles Jenna.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Battle.
Now, this is exciting stuff, right? But you want to hear what's even more exciting?
What?
Next week, this same time, it's Big Al and me. Can't wait to see what that happens, how that happens.
This is so nerve-wracking because there's one thing to make a song and then record it and then it's done and you know it's good.
Yeah.
Or maybe it might be good.
I mean, mine are still bad recorded, but at least it's...
This is live, baby.
But when it's live, there's so many... things that could go wrong.
So we had a wheel of possible topics that we spun yesterday. They literally had less than 24 hours to produce this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
write it,
to practice
arrange it.
To arrange it.
I just practiced outside.
Right.
And there was someone staring at me.
There you go.
You were outside.
Mine's a singing song. I didn't have enough time to write a full rap.
Yeah.
Right.
More in my wheelhouse. And there was a guy outside looking at me like, it was just the worst thing he's ever heard.
Well, we're very excited because out of all the possible topics that the wheel could have landed on, it landed on urination.
Peeing.
Lucky us, peeing. And so each of them have written their own song. Everybody
urination.
Does it. I'm sure they're both going to be sung in very tasteful manners.
That's what we pee in
and
about.
It's a battle.
Right. Yep. And the winner, here's the thing.
Tasteful with this.
So whoever wins this week, that's a great thing. So then Big Al and I will face off next week.
Yep.
The losers...
From
whoever loses today and whoever loses next week will face off the following week in week three. And then the two winners will face off in week four. And then we'll have the champion.
All right. Okay.
We just got to get through round one first.
Great. Now let's get to the same.
Jen, are you nervous?
I'm not really that nervous. I haven't practiced enough. So I'm more worried about getting all the words in. You might need to turn my mic, monitor my mic. Because I've just decided I'm going all in. And
you should.
It's a belting song.
Go for it.
Can I try my prop real quick, make sure it works?
Yeah. Does it work right? All right, cool.
Are you singing through that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's for special effects.
I thought I wasn't allowed to use an auto-tune.
That's not auto-tune. That's
the bullhorn.
Well, you know what
I mean. The megaphone.
Okay, well, whatever. Well, mine's just...
Oh.
You can borrow mine if you want.
Mine's going to be... just me.
Well, who do you want to go first? Jenna, you want us to flip a coin? How would you two? We're going to let y'all decide. How do you want to decide who goes first?
Okay.
I think they decided in the back.
Has it already been decided?
It has, because I would go for JC.
Nobody told me.
So people don't tune out for mine.
Who's first?
And miss his.
According to my sources, Jenna is going first.
Oh,
that makes me feel better.
You know what? Get it over with, Jenna.
Okay.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
I mean, I'm not that... You guys, I'm terrible, so I'm not
Jenna, if you're not first or last.
Now, did you go to the trouble of titling your song?
Yes, my song is titled "Locked Out the Bathroom."
Okay. All right,
that's a good one.
Why don't you go ahead and beat Dunkelman?
Performing "Locked Out the Bathroom."
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome me in joining the Voice Factor Idol contestant Jenna Owens.
Yeah.
Oh, wet, wet, oh, wet, 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 wet,
my pants.
Oh, wet, wet, oh, wet, 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 wet,
my pants.
Jeans around my knees, I really gotta pee. You're cutting line and my bladder's mad at you. Open up this door, cause I can't wait to feel relief. JC, are you still really going number two?
Oh, that's nice.
Now it's starting to run down my leg. Yeah, it's starting to run down my leg. And it shows. Yeah. Cause I got a pee butt. I've been locked out the bathroom for too long. For too long. I'm just gonna squat.
Not gonna wipe, but I don't care. Cause I had to pee, but I was locked out the bathroom for too long. For too long. Yeah, I just peed cause I got locked out the bathroom.
Oh, girl.
I peed so long.
That is perhaps the best thing you've ever done on the show.
I'm serious.
You've been pole mouthing this whole
thing. I am shaking in my boots now.
That was good.
You guys know
Jenna,
that's
that
like
good.
One of my favorite songs
that's
ever.
That's so good.
You actually sounded good. Like, good.
I couldn't really hear myself.
You
were
awesome. You
that
can't
was good.
Ever say you can't sing again.
Yeah,
now
you
you're
sounded really
a
good,
liar.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
That was
so,
good. That was really
JC
good.
JC shaking now.
Yeah.
JC. No, I don't,
literally.
I've been shaking just because I got to
okay,
sing
well,
live.
I'm just glad I... I tried. There were some
great.
Words I couldn't fit
that
in.
That was good.
Man, I don't have Bruno's lung capacity.
That was good.
That was good. You sounded good.
Yeah, Jason is,
I'm proud of you, Jenna.
That was little, really good.
No bullhorn thing.
Boy, I'd hate to have to follow that.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
I wish I'd gone first
now. Out next week.
I was more worried I was going to suck so bad people.
No.
Just, everyone just now tuned out and they were going to miss
no,
Jason.
That was really good.
No, they definitely stayed. And now they can make fun of mine.
I tried to keep it kind of clean. I'm sorry it was about pee.
What are you going to do, Jenna?
All right.
That's
I'm done. You know, JC, you know the feeling when you're like,
yeah.
Done.
Well, I'm not
like
done yet, Jenna.
It's when you have to pee
kind
really
of
bad.
Like, yeah, that. I mean,
finally
nothing feels better than right. after you've just like really.
Right. Well, mine has a backstory because mine has. I didn't know what to write about, so I went home and Kinsey reminded me of this story involving me and sleepwalking when we first started dating.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So this is my little.
So here comes
this guys, there's other people in here. Are they backup singers or
I don't
something?
Know what's going
yeah,
on.
I need a little bit of backup.
Wait a second. Oh. You have a megaphone and Nick
backup
and Trey
singers.
As backup singers?
Yeah, I got backup.
And I got a mega horn. Mega
oh
bullhorn.
Gosh, I could have used Kelly on mine.
You didn't. No, you didn't need me.
No, you didn't need her.
You didn't
I need
me.
Them.
Now, please join me in welcoming to the Voice Factor Idol. We've got contestant number two. And boy, aren't we feeling sorry for him right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Please welcome JC.
Yay!
I drank too many beers, and I went right to sleep, and I never went pee.
Uh-oh.
I never went pee.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Started sleepwalking alone, about to put on a real show, and my girl didn't know.
Uh-oh.
She started screaming, no.
Oh, no. Better filled with pressure, stopped right by the dresser. My shirt drawer, pulled down my pants and let go of what's inside. Cause the flow is gonna flow. When you go, you gotta go. Gonna have to hit the stove. Peed on my shirts, on my shirts. Sleepwalker's gonna wake when they're stepping on a lake. But I'm proud I didn't forget, get. To shake off. Shake off, you got to shake off, be polite and shake off.
Hey, just when you thought you heard the worst of me, you know the whole peeing in bottles and stuff, I come out with this sick story.
Peed on my shirts, and my girlfriend's like, oh my god, never get your jokes on her. I messed that part up, dang it.
Oh, no.
I messed that part up. I messed it up.
Oh, you gotta keep going, man.
No, because that was the
you
funny
can't
part.
Stop. You can't.
Shanna, can you rewind it back?
You might as well start over in a different key.
My lock. Yeah, here we go. That sucked. I'll finish it off, though.
Peed on my shirts in front of my girlfriend. She's like, oh my god, I'll never have your babies. But the joke's on her, cause I got her pregnant twice. And got nothing on my pants, cause I didn't forget to shit.
Is that the end?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh.
I tried to do the switcheroo from the computer to the paper, and I sucked.
Well, that was interesting.
My key was all off. You know, sometimes
pick one.
Sometimes things don't go right.
You know, we've all been there. We've heard like Pink before, yeah. Who's like, you know, you just don't quite get the note and it's just down. You know, it's okay. You know?
Five
at
calls.
Least you, at least you did it.
Five calls. 800-543-3354.
No, we're doing people vote. They're doing
online.
You can,
JC,
you can don't take calls if you want.
JC, you're way more popular and likable than me, so you, you're
No, this is about who did better, Jenna. This is not
you
about...
You know what? And our listeners aren't biased like that. They're
no,
gonna,
they're not.
They're gonna, you know, so...
People can call and just give their opinion.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
What do we do it? We're voting online.
Actually, we are voting online. The real vote is going to be on KidNation.com. Vote for whether you thought Jenna maybe did just a little bit better than JC or vice versa.
Like Leilani. Leilani, what happened?
Oh, Jenna blew JC out of the water.
Oh.
Out of the toilet water.
Thank you.
Yeah, toilet water. Right out. She was awesome. She rocked it. I've heard her sing before. It's not bad, but I've heard JC sing also. And I think JC's a little bit stronger of a singer.
Yeah.
But no, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
You know, we all have our off days.
I have all three of my girls in the car, and they were all saying Jenna rocked it, that it was a great song. They were... you know, snapping their fingers. And then when JC came on, we were kind of lost.
Yeah. I was lost, Leilani. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot.
He tried.
You know, it's one of those
when challenges that are hard for me.
When you sing and you're just in your head singing to yourself, and then you try to belt it out, and then it's not what it sounded like in your head?
Yes, always when you guys
That's what it,
you know, when you look, when your small child does something up on stage, and it doesn't quite go the way they want it to go, and you just, you know, you hug them, and you just say, bless your heart.
But you know what? It's not up. You know what? We're in this room, and maybe it sounded different on your radio.
Yeah, sure.
So some people might.
No. It sounded pretty bad.
No, really? Okay.
I could tell I couldn't even. My voice would not change when I started singing.
Well, round one, the competition's completed, but it's all up to you, the voters. Oh. At KidNation.com. Next week, it's me up against Big Al.
Al, make me feel better.
And you know what? We have a lot to live up to, though, Al.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Can we take another call?
Sure. Why not? Why not?
Sure. Jessica.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Well, I want to say, number one, I've never called in.
Speaking of number one.
Wow.
I got stuck in traffic today is the only reason I was able to hear this fantastic competition.
Yes.
Jenna, you're being sarcastic. Right before you started, and you were nervous, and you said you're a bad singer, and I thought, I would hate to have her job because this is going to be awful. It was fantastic.
What?
I was dancing. Mm-hmm. It made my... You rocked it. It was so good.
You did, Jenna. You did really well.
Did you stick around to hear JC?
What'd you think about JC?
Thank you.
JC, bless his heart.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Bless his heart.
I want to bless my heart.
It was bad.
We all have those days.
Come here, dog. You need a hug.
I do need a hug. My day is shot.
No.
You know what? You don't understand. JC's day is truly ruined now.
No, it's not.
JC, do you want to do over? Do you want to do over?
Yeah, I don't think my voice can hit it right now.
Let's do a do. Well, I want to do mine again. I think I can make it better.
No, you don't. Jenna, quit while you're ahead,
Jenna,
girl.
No, Jenna. That was as good
quit
as you're going to get.
Ahead.
Like, you hit it
as
first shot.
As good as
I'm going to
get.
Yeah, that was
good. But now we're warmed up.
Don't touch it when it's perfect.
Now it's gone to her head now. She wants to sing every break.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Craddock Morning Show. Your next chance to play the free money name game and win up to $1,000 happens at 8:10 Central. And to get that $1,000, post free money for Kid Nation on your social media now. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Voice Factor Idol Round 1 was completed last break.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you missed it, I'm sure we're going to have that playing over and over again on Kid TV.
Not my finest showing in the singing department.
KidNation.com is where you can go to vote for either JC or Jenna to be the winner of Round 1. Next week, Al and I battle in Round 2.
Yep.
We've been doing sort of an informal polling among people who are watching on Kid TV. There's a chat room on there, right?
Yeah, and so far, I'm not going to say numbers. Well into the thousands, people blew up.
Thousands.
Kid TV.
Yeah.
There's tens of thousands,
gosh,
I'm sure.
Gosh, I wish I would have dressed better.
Right now, one of you has 98% of the vote, and the other one of you has 2% of the vote.
I'm going to have some hope in myself.
So Kinsey's awake.
But that's Kid TV. That doesn't count. That's just like having
fun. Actually, Kinsey texted me. She voted for me.
I even voted for Jenna.
No, stop it.
You know, we all stumble sometimes.
Man. But what really counts is right on KidNation.com.
Right.
Good deal.
I'm pretty sure we know where it's going. We're waiting for a
vote.
Yeah, go vote.
Vote or die.
Do they have? They have like until next week to vote? Or
until tomorrow. We're going to announce it.
Oh, okay.
At 8:30, 7:30 Central tomorrow.
But then we each have quite a while, right?
This is one of those moments.
Again. Right, because Al and I have to compete, and then the loser of today's competition and the loser of next week's competition will face off in week three.
Yeah.
And then the two winners will face off in week four, and that's when we'll have our winner.
I think this is going to be the moment I will regret the most.
I just
know. Seriously, in all of your radio career, that was it?
That performance, I think so.
How interesting to be able to pinpoint
I think that,
the day
I think
I
that's
sucked
the one.
The most.
No, I seriously think that might be the worst one.
God, I have so many of those.
More than Sam I Am, Sam I Don't.
No, I like that one. I got a lot of compliments on that.
Oh, I'm sure
I'm
you
not
did.
Gonna get compliments on this.
I've got so many of those sucky moments. There's no way I could.
I couldn't pinpoint
my
worst.
There's
no
way.
Yours was entertaining too, you know. So there's that element.
When you know from the first note that you are not going the right direction, that's when
I wonder if that's ever happened to Joey McIntyre.
When you just know you suck.
Yeah.
Joey, have you ever had a singing, like when you sang a song and you automatically knew, man, that sucks.
This isn't going well.
Of course. I mean, sort of like when you're writing a song, though. When you're writing a song more so, you think you have an idea, but the
right.
The thing is, it's got to have an ending. You know what I mean? It
right.
Start good, and then you're like, nah. So, yeah. And singing a song every once in a while, you kind of, you're like, man, I got to get through this.
Well, Joey, unfortunately for you, you didn't get to hear JC sing in the last break.
Yeah.
Joey,
yeah.
You're busy promoting.
What song did he sing?
Well, I have a clip if you want to hear it.
Hold on. Before you play, I tried to sing a Taylor Swift song. And
we're doing a parody challenge, and our topic, random topic, was peen.
Yeah. You know, by the way, we're speaking with Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block because he's promoting
his
new show.
Now from the McCarthys.
The McCarthys.
Yeah.
Not the Jenny, just the show.
All right. Well, she's kind of like sister-in-law now.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that funny how that worked out?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your brother in the band marries Jenny McCarthy, and you're on the show called the McCarthys.
The McCarthys, right.
It's kind of weird. And you and Donnie both on CBS.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I mean, is the parallels here? Or maybe we're just trying to make too much of it.
It's the power of the new kid.
Right.
People are starting to catch on.
Here's the thing.
The world very slowly, one McCarthy at a time.
It's
now.
True. I mean, the McCarthys premieres tomorrow night on CBS, so that's Thursday night. You got Donnie Wahlberg on Blue Bloods, I can't talk, Friday night. So you got three more members of New Kids on the Block. And they need Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night filled.
Boom.
You'd have the whole week.
I just want them to tune in on Thursday. Fine. McCarthy's is about to kick off, so we want everybody to tune in for that. So
yeah, tell us the whole premise of the McCarthys. It's the family set in Boston. You're kind of made for that.
Yeah, big stretch for me as an actor. I'm playing a Boston Irish kid with an attitude, and I... That was a joke, guys. Come on. Hello. Good morning. Hello. No, I'm kidding. It's a great show. Yeah, definitely. It takes place in Boston. We're a sports family. And, you know, we're very opinionated, kind of a little too close-knit. We think we know how to do things, and everybody else is crazy, which gets us into trouble. And it's not too Boston-centric, but I definitely identify with – you know, coming from Boston and that kind of chip on your shoulder, you know, underdog mentality. And it's been great. We got great writers, great cast, and we're just having a blast. And it's worth your time. You got to check out the show.
Now, if you want to be an actor and you want to end up on Joey McIntyre's new show, The McCarthys, do I have to have a Boston accent?
Well, if it's authentic. The thing is with the Boston accent, don't try it if you don't. You got to nail it because otherwise it gets ugly. So me and Jimmy Dunn are on the show. We're from Boston.
The only two?
So we hold it down.
Do you have to give the other cast? Do you correct the other cast members when they say, you didn't say that right? I would never say that.
No, I don't. I don't. Because not everybody says Packy Khan the Harvard Yard, like from Boston.
Packy Khan.
So... You know, there are people that speak well in Boston, and some of us do on the show. So we got it all covered.
They should put that in every show. Park the car! Park the car!
So when we watch the premiere tomorrow night, which is at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central on CBS, The McCarthys, who struggled the most nailing the Boston accent so we can kind of pay attention? Who do you think struggled the most?
No one did. We're not even attempting it. If you don't, not all of us are going for it. Just me and Jimmy Dunn.
That would be over Boston.
It's authentic. And then Jack McGee's from New York. He's got the East Coast thing, and Kellen Coleman's East Coast, and Tyler Ritter and Lori Metcalf are pros, and they represent the more educated half of the family.
Did this guy, Brian, I'm reading here, he's the creator of the show. Did he come up with the show and then try and fill the cast, or did he know the cast kind of already and then built a show around you guys?
No, he it was his idea on paper, and then, you know, you just go through the process of trying to find the right people and the cast. And, you know, when I read the script, I felt like I knew this guy. Obviously, I had a lifetime of research to play this character coming from Boston, and I could identify, and, you know, just the process and hoping, you know, like every pilot, there's so many shows out there.
Right, right.
You never know for whatever reason they're going to get picked up, but this just feels good. It feels like we're working on something good, and we're excited to let everybody see it.
You ever watch our show, Dish Nation?
Dish Nation? Yeah. I mean, guys, I got to catch up on DVR. You know what I mean? I got a log going over here.
Oh, come on, Joey.
All right, it's a deal. If you watch my show, I'll watch your show.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely.
I love a good sitcom because I just love that you don't have to... What I love about it, it's not like an hour-long drama that you have to follow week after week, and if you miss an episode, you're so screwed up.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Just fun.
I love the miracle of the sitcom. Yeah.
It has that traditional feel, like family dynamic, but it's progressive at the same time. And it's after 2.5 Men and the Big Bang Theory, so it's a great night on Thursdays on CBS. So we're in good shape.
We're chatting with Joey McIntyre from the McCarthys. Any chance that you guys could do a crossover with Donnie's show and he comes in all serious with a gun and then you guys are all funny and stuff?
I think so, yeah.
Why not?
That's how I'm going to pitch it, too. Listen, you come in serious with a gun and we're going to be funny. I'm thinking of ideas to get up. I think, you know, he plays a New York cop. Maybe he comes up to Boston to solve a big case.
Yeah.
And we have him over for dinner and hijinks ensue.
That's good. Do I get a writing credit for that, Joey?
No, please.
I'll call you when it goes.
Are you going to get any famous, do I say Bostonians? Is that how I refer to you?
We have a Boston Celtic cameo. I won't say who.
Okay, I bet I know. Yeah, go
early
ahead.
Early on.
Uh-huh.
What else? I think there'll be a few. We've had some great, great people. John Ratzenberger, who plays Cliff on Cheers. Remember?
Yeah.
And he made a cameo. So it's fun to meet all these people and be a part of a show like this. And, you know, growing up watching TV like everybody else, and now, you know, to be on a show like this is a trip.
Does Cliff know that his role on the show is potentially recurring? That's what I saw in Wikipedia.
Luckily, I don't have to deal with that. That's a very specific question.
Yeah,
are you his agent or?
Well, Al's reading Wikipedia.
Al believes everything on Wikipedia.
I do.
Potentially recurring.
Well, Joey, the last time we talked to you was just a few months ago. New Kids on the Block was preparing to fill in for Britney Spears over the summer break she took. How did that stint go?
Oh, that was great. We did four nights in Vegas, and, you know, us and our fans, you know, we just have a good time, and we try to, you know, make it special, and you know, doing Vegas for a small stint was a blast. We kind of just had a party for the weekend, and it was good times.
I love that you and the guys still embrace that part of your history.
Sure.
You don't try to run from it. You don't forbid interviewers from asking you about it. I love that about you, Joey.
Well, thank you. But we have a lot to celebrate. And I think, you know, it comes with, you know, being old enough to embrace the past.
Absolutely.
And still being confident enough to, you know, challenge yourself and make it fresh. So
and
that's
now
what we've been able to do.
Now you're going to show everybody that you're an actor.
Hey, man. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Tomorrow night on CBS, don't miss the premiere of The McCarthys, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern. Joey, thank you so much for joining us again. We always love having
you. Thanks, Joey.
Thanks,
guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Good luck.
Bye.
Joey McIntyre, everybody.
Love that guy.
He's such a nice guy. I think he was like the first celebrity I met when I was an intern.
Really? How was it?
He was so nice.
You know, New Kids on the Block was one of the first concerts that I went to. I told you guys that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I took a bunch of older girlfriends to the show, and then I'm standing on the seat in the auditorium waiting on them to come out, and I fell and busted my nose open.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
And I spent the whole show in the bathroom.
So you didn't get a chance to do the New Kids
dance?
No.
I think they should pay for your medical bill, Jenna. Joey, you're still there? Can you pay for Jenna's nose?
Nah. All right. Moving on to interview number 72 this morning.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Free Money Monday!
Yes, we're playing the Free Money Name Game twice a day now.
Yep.
Earlier, we had a $1,000 winner. Her name was?
Shannon Laidler.
Dang right.
Yep, she won $1,000. Elise Buter won $1,000. Regina Bailey's won $1,000. Kimberly Morris has won $1,000. And you can win, too.
Yeah. How do you win $1,000, Al?
Go to KidNation.com. No.
No. Right, free money for Kid Nation.
My go-to answer for everything.
Instagram, right. Twitter, or Facebook. Every 24 hours, you have to do that.
And listen for your initials.
That's it.
You got to listen.
And be caller number 13. We're going to get two more letters. They got to match your first and last name on your legal ID or document, passport, all that good stuff.
Gira las letras.
Today's in Spanish.
Gira las letras.
Love
una
that
y otra vez. Ese.
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 Another S, all right.
S.
S again.
Spin it harder, Mikey. There you go.
Gira las letras.
Second letter.
Spinning it harder.
That way you know it's spinning a lot.
Ka. Ka.
What is ka, Jay?
That's K.
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 So S and K, or K and S.
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Those are the initials for round two.
All right.
This morning.
Sam Kinison.
Kate Spade.
There you go.
I think we've had these initials before.
Yeah, we have.
These names are all sounding this round. Yeah.
Yeah.
This.
That's weird.
Time of playing. Anyway, so SKKS, if those are your legal initials, they have happened to pop up twice during the Free Money Name Game this season. Anyway, be caller 13 right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Caller 13 will win $500, and hopefully we'll have a winner by the time we get back from doing the Showbiz Top 5, right?
Let's do the Showbiz Top 5.
The gossip that everyone will be talking about. It's the Showbiz Top 5. Brought to you by Schatz Natural Energy. Available at Walgreens. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Number 5.
At a fan event yesterday, Marvel announced a whole bunch of movie news. And I know we have a lot of Marvel fans listening who want to know, when are these movies going to hit the theaters? I got all that for you right now.
Okay.
They've announced they're going to split Avengers, the finale, into two parts. So Marvel's The Avengers Infinity Wars Part 1 will be in theaters in May of 2018. That's how long you got to wait for that.
Jeez.
Part 2 will be the following May, 2019. Thor Ragnarok is going to be in theaters July 28th of 2017. Then that Hemsworth guy's coming back to play Thor again. No replacement there.
Can we get the tickets now?
No, I don't think so. Marvel also announced that Black Panther is going to hit theaters November 3rd of 2017. I mean, you got a long ways to wait, but it'll be here before you know it, I guess. July 6th of 2018, the big holiday weekend, Captain Marvel. And then Marvel's Inhumans arrives November 2nd, 2018. Now, another movie news, Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are excited about that. It's expected to be in theaters November 4th of 2016. There's word they bumped that back just a few months because they wanted to accommodate Benedict Cumberbatch's
schedule.
So he could hopefully, but there's no official word that he's going to play the Sorcerer Supreme, but it's looking that way.
Okay,
number 4.
And that's all the Marvel news I got for you. Moving on to other things, a very scary incident for former baseball player Jose Canseco yesterday. Did you hear about this one?
No, what happened?
I did.
He was at home in Vegas cleaning his handgun when the gun went off and blew off the middle finger of his left hand.
Whoops.
His fiance says, Jose didn't know the gun was loaded.
That's his favorite finger. He holds it up to everybody.
Well, he was rushed to the hospital. Doctors performed surgery to reattach that finger. His fiance said, even under the best of circumstances, he'll never have full use of that finger again.
Mm.
Middle finger flopping around, I guess.
Man, yeah, you gotta.
Don't you check for bullets before you clean a gun? Isn't that like, I don't even.
Unload
it. That's like common sense 101, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
But
these
that's the real
happen.
Story.
People blowing, killing themselves and accidentally guns going off and firing through walls of apartments and things like that because didn't know it was loaded. Happens all the time.
Number 3.
Be careful with those things.
Kendra Wilkinson and Hank Baskett have played out most of their marriage on reality TV. So why not try to save it on reality TV, right? So after Hank's alleged affair with that transsexual model, the couple signed up for marriage boot camp. And apparently it helped because In Touch is reporting that Hank presented Kendra with a replica of that ring she flushed down the toilet. And the couple renew their vows on the season finale. So tune in if you want to watch that nonsense.
Okay.
Number two.
She's the highest paid reality star on Bravo, but has NeNe Leakes quit the show? She tweeted Saturday, growth is a beautiful thing. Know when to get off a sinking ship.
Ooh.
The next day she tweeted, I woke up this morning with so much peace, I almost started shouting, God is real. And then Monday she added, removing yourself from situations that cause you to cope in unhealthy ways is the first step in realizing you are worth it. Well, there are a couple of things we have to consider here. First of all, NeNe's in rehearsals for her Broadway debut. She's taking over for Sherry Shepherd in the role of the wicked stepmother in that Broadway, the first black Broadway version of Cinderella.
Okay.
So she's in rehearsals for that. Secondly, if you watch Dish Nation, you notice Portia's missing. She's been demoted to a friend of the cast, but she is so, you know, she's such a lightning rod. They've invited her to go with the big trip that the women take every season.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is the girls all left on over the weekend to go to South Korea.
What?
Random, right? But they're going to be filming there. Well, if NeNe has her Broadway debut coming up in November, she can't just fly off to South Korea to film this.
So she's busy.
It could be the fact that she just bailed on the trip and didn't bail on the show entirely, because that's a lot of money to walk away from.
Yeah, yeah, we're.
And she has contractual obligations.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Number one.
And finally, Amanda Bynes' stay at a treatment center in Pasadena has just been extended for another month, which likely means she'll be there for at least the next two. Amanda was first placed on an emergency 72-hour hold back on October 10th, and her stay keeps getting extended because doctors say she's just not well enough to take care of herself. And Radar Online says that Amanda's mom is officially petitioning the court to become the conservator for the second time. Her parents say Amanda's net worth right now is right about $5.7 million. Of that, $2.8 million is in real estate. And her parents say that her only source of income has been from her rental property, which last year totaled almost $145,000. That's the only money she's got coming in.
Mm-hmm.
But she's blowing through it. They say she's, you know, when she's been in this downward spiral, she goes into stores and just drops wads of cash on expensive things and then starts handing it out to strangers on the street who are more than happy to take advantage of a mentally ill woman when it means they're getting a Cartier watch out of it.
Sure. Yeah.
So anyway, her parents' conservator, her mom's conservatorship expired a couple months ago. Amanda immediately moved out, and the downward spiral started again. So obviously she's going to get it a second time, and maybe for life this time.
Yeah.
That's your Showbiz Top 5.
Free Money Mayday!
The two initials we were looking for were KS
or SK.
Could be either way. We have somebody on the phone right now. Let's see if it matches up. Cassandra. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. We want to give you a little bit of money if you let me know what your last name is.
Stedman.
Stedman.
That's
so
Cassandra,
it's Cassandra with,
a K
and Stedman with an S.
Yes.
All right, Cassandra, that means you just won yourself $500 at least.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
That's bucks with a B.
Yeah, bucks with a B.
Yeah, and we say at least because if you posted free money for Kid Nation sometime in the past 24 hours, we're going to double it to 1,000. Cassandra.
Answer that.
Did you post free money for Kid Nation?
No.
You know what?
It wasn't in time.
Dang it. Wasn't in time. But hey, $500, girl.
That's all right. That's still good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Buy yourself a nice little Halloween costume or something.
Don't you be blowing $500 on a Halloween costume.
Hey.
Some people do.
If it's a sexy cat woman, then you go, hey, that's $500 worth.
Spandex ain't cheap. All right, Cassandra, enjoy the money, okay? Thank you for playing.
Thank you so much.
Hold on for us.
Play again tomorrow.
All right.
7:10 and 8:10 Central.
Sexy cat with a K.
Yeah. The difference between $500 and $1,000 is...
It's $500.
Is literally,
literally
about 10 seconds of your day. That could be the difference right there. Coming up next, we're going to help you out. We're going to bring back I Need a Ruling. So call us if you need one of us to make the final decision for you. You'll get to pick one of the cast members.
All
you
right.
Tell us your problem.
It could be anything.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Just on the fence about going which way, right?
Maybe you're at the store and you don't know what flavor Gatorade you want to buy.
That's
we'll tell you.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to get a divorce.
We'll tell you that as well.
See?
Phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll help you with I Need a Ruling next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We are here to help.
We are.
You know, it's hard out there. Sometimes when you're by yourself, you're so indecisive. You don't know which route to take.
So many options, man.
So many options.
Don't want to make a mistake.
That. That's why we like to do this bit called I Need a Ruling. Where you ask one of us a question you're very indecisive about, and whatever we say goes.
Yeah. Whoever you trust the most
promise.
On the show, then you defer to their judgment.
And it could be super simple, like what Joey wants to ask. Joey, you need a ruling?
Yes, sir. JC, I know you watch Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
So I recently ran into Mark Ballas at Starbucks, and that sparked a lunchtime debate with my wife. So what I'm wondering is, would you consider Mark Ballas a celebrity?
Great question, Joey. Mark Ballas has been on Dancing with the Stars ever since I can remember. He's on national television all the time. He's even done some music. He's got a music
video. Been on our show promoting that music with Derek Huff.
And based on that, and that when I see girls see him out in public and they freak out every single time they see Mark Ballas in public,
yeah,
I'm going to go ahead and say that, Joey, Mark Ballas is definitely a celebrity.
Okay. I agree with that ruling.
There we go.
Final ruling. Why? You didn't think he was, Joey?
I way I broke it down was, if he walked by 10 people, how many people would recognize him?
Mostly girls.
Yeah.
Mostly girls.
Yeah, that's a good argument.
Yeah, that's a great argument. But yeah, I'd go with celebrity.
There's different levels of celebrity.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. But a celebrity nonetheless.
Yeah. There you go, Joey.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
See? There you go. He needed a ruling. His wife was right, apparently.
You know what? And it didn't go the way he wanted or
didn't
hoped,
sound like
but
it.
That's just the way this game works out.
Yeah. This one, real quick, we'll go to Valerie. Valerie, who would you like to pick?
Hi, Kelly.
Yes.
I need a ruling.
All right.
I need to know if my husband and I should drive or fly to Florida from Dallas.
Oof.
Wow. Well, that's a long time in a car, and I'll just tell you based on my previous experience with my now ex-husband. We would drive from Texas to South Carolina, and before we crossed over that border between Texas and Louisiana, we would be broken up.
So
if it was, you know, if it's not a financial consideration and the way, you know, with gas and hotel and everything, I personally would choose, still, even despite all that, the road trip.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
scenery.
Something fun about it. You get all the snacks in the car and the cooler.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of fun bonding. And yeah, you might fight, but I just think there's some quality bonding time.
So you're saying yes?
I'm saying yes to road trip.
Road trip.
Yay!
Right. Well, good. Okay. That's what she wanted, too.
Pack that car, Valerie. You're going on a road trip.
Sounds good.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Have fun.
I think the road trips that are about 4 to 5 hours are fine, but when they're over 10 hours, that gets scary.
You know what? But still, we always preferred that. We knew that we were going to break up and we'd figure it out.
Yeah.
But we really liked doing the drive.
Road trip, kind of like minor surgery. It's fine for somebody else.
We're doing a...
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do a road trip.
We're helping you with I Need a Ruling. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
805-DK.
Any question you may have, we will help you, and our decision is final.
I don't even like driving a long way to the airport.
I know you don't. let's go to Todd, who's got jokes.
Hey, Jenna, you know how to sing. I Need a Ruling.
Okay.
As I come out of ground from the coal mines this morning, I heard JC's horrible rendition of Shake It Off.
That was pretty bad.
It is unfortunate.
I need to know if I should continue to listen to Kid Craddock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
Flow. When you go, you gotta go. Gonna have to hit the stove.
No, he's already.
Todd, stay with us. Stay
with us, Todd.
Did he hang up?
Thank you, Shannon.
Stay with us, Todd. Todd, it's a fair question.
Very fair. And I understand where you're coming from.
It was only, you know, 60 seconds of something you wouldn't prefer.
I almost left.
I regretted those 60 seconds.
I hope that we can consistently provide more funny things for you. Just, you got to keep listening. I can sing for you again at some point.
You can still laugh at it. I mean, you know, sometimes. That's the way you get through it. You just laugh.
Yeah.
It's stuck in my head forever.
I know.
I'm sorry, Todd.
I'm sorry, dog.
Okay. Well, keep listening, and we'll get it unstuck.
Shake it off, bro.
Todd, can I give you a bro hug and say I'm sorry you had to hear that?
Yes.
All right, buddy.
Poor guy.
I apologize.
All right, bro hug. Please keep listening, Todd. We will not subject you to that again.
You broke the man
I can't
down,
promise.
Down,
actually, I can't promise that. But
I broke the man down.
You broke the man.
I broke
down.
Myself down. And you know, I usually think I do good things. But that time, I cannot.
It was just that note.
I can't even begin to defend myself.
No,
on
it was that song.
All right. I believe we have in studio. I Need a Ruling, and this is good.
Oh, hello.
From
our newly married Lacey. the phone screener who you get to talk to every single day. She's very nice and beautiful.
And married.
And married.
And married. And I might have had my first wifely mess up, but I need a ruling on this before you decide.
Who do you want to pick, Lacey?
JC, you're married.
Okay.
I need a ruling.
All right, here we go.
I went to go wash some laundry the other day, and my husband said, hey, I've got some clothes right here in a pile right in front of the washing machine. Can you throw them in for me?
Yeah.
So I did. Washed them. It was all of his work shirts. He's
a
firefighter.
What
so it was
nice
his
wife.
It was his work shirts that he has to have.
Yeah.
I pull him out of the washing machine later. There was a pin inside one of his shirts. So the pin broke, got pin ink everywhere, all over his work shirts.
Mm.
I felt guilty, like it was my fault at first. Then I talked to him. He said, oh, well, there was a pin in my shirt. So my question is, whose fault is this? If you already have your clothes set aside, ready to go in the washing machine, I didn't pick them up off the couch. I didn't choose these clothes myself and said, okay, I'm going to throw them in the washer. I didn't check them.
He told you they were in front of the washer.
He gathered them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They were in a pile in front of the washer.
And you were doing something very nice and wifely, right?
I'm sorry. And luckily, Al's not doing this. I need a ruling.
She needed to ask the only married person on the show.
Because I know which way Al would go. But
whose fault is it, JC?
Lacey, I'm going to have to say it's your husband's fault.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say it's your husband's fault. Here are the rules when you are married, gentlemen.
What? That's the right answer.
If you throw your clothes on the ground next to the bed because you got undressed, you're tired from a long day at work, and you go to sleep, and then she picks it up and then takes it in, then she should be checking. But if you threw it in the hamper or you threw it in front of the laundry,
wash machine.
The wash machine, then it's your responsibility to have taken out your pens.
I agree.
And it's all on you, sir.
If you're going to take on responsibility to wash the clothes,
he asked her.
You're going
to
take on.
He asked her to.
Okay.
He said it.
If she is doing the act of washing the clothes, she is responsible for everything that's what the whole process.
I hate that. I hate when someone in a relationship, it's like when women, you know, yell at their husbands for putting the dishes in the wrong spot after he unloaded the dishwasher. He did it.
Lacey, you're in the complete right.
No.
Your husband's in the wrong.
I disagree.
Final ruling.
I disagree.
Thank you, Lacey.
You're welcome, Lacey.
She didn't ask you, Al.
That's very true.
And I like her husband, but come on, Al. If you're going to throw it in front of her, that's his fault. Take your dang pens out.
And I bet she'll check now the next time she does her husband's laundry.
I guarantee you.
Check the pockets. You got to check the pockets. Might be money in there. Hey, you know you're going to check if you think there's a phone number in there. You're going to check then.
No, she didn't check anything because she figured he took everything out.
And see, that's where it would backfire because if she had checked the pocket and had found a phone number and then World War III broke out, then the man would be mad.
Right.
You shouldn't be going through my pocket.
You ain't got no business going through the pocket.
Exactly.
You're so self-serving.
Oh, you're weird, man.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Chris, welcome to I Need a Ruling. How can we help you?
Yes, JC. I heard you're a big football fan.
Right.
And what I need is some advice for my fantasy football. I don't know who to start on my running back position, Forsett or Hillman.
Forsett or Hillman.
Hmm.
Oh, man. Who are the Bears playing?
I'm not sure. I have to look at my schedule.
Man, see, they're both playing really well. Or Hillman. I'm going to have to go with Forsett on this one because he's been running strong. And the Bears just had a horrible game, so I think he's coming back strong. Final rule.
Boom. All right.
There you go, Chris. Good luck with your game this week.
Nobody wants advice from me.
They have a bye, actually. They play the Packers next.
Who had a bye?
The Bears have a
bye. Oh, the Bears?
The Bears have a bye this weekend. They play the Packers.
Chris, go with Hillman this week, please. Forsett has a bye week. There you go. Thanks, Jenna, for being on top of the schedule. All right, let's go to number four here. Martin.
Yeah, I have a question for Kelly.
Yes.
Should my 2-year-old son still be allowed to sleep with his pacifier?
I was fine with that. Emma Kelly slept with hers until she was 3 because I discussed it with my pediatrician. And the go ahead.
I sucked a passy till I was almost 4. My teeth are straight. My jaw, I have no problems with my jaw. But my wife had braces for about 6 years because she sucked on a pacifier too long.
It's the too long thing. This is not according to me. This is according to my pediatrician. He was okay with me allowing her to have it until she was 4, as long as she did not speak with it in her mouth. So I taught her take it out of your mouth when you talk, and you can put it back in. And her teeth were fine. She had a jaw issue, but that was not related to the pacifier thing.
So final rule. Long,
if he's just sleeping with it when he's asleep, he's not talking.
And two.
And
yeah.
It's not going to affect his teeth. But, yeah, you tell her to talk to the pediatrician if she needs more reassurance than that. But that's what I was told by my pediatrician. As long as they don't talk with it in the mouth, it should be fine.
Final ruling.
That's it.
There you go, Martin. You're good.
Thank you.
You're
yes,
welcome.
Sir. All right. We have time for one more real quick. Oh, it's our boy Dig Daddy.
Hey, Dig Daddy.
Dig Daddy.
Dig Daddy.
What's up, Dig?
What's happening, baby?
You, baby. You the man.
Did you say what's happening, babies?
Oh, yeah. It's a Louisiana thing. Sorry. You know, it's how it goes.
I like Southern boy.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
I checked out your website. I kind of like your music, man.
Oh, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. Yeah. What I'll probably do is next month, all the proceeds, since y'all kicked me off like that, I'm going to go ahead and donate it to kids.
Oh, you're so nice.
Dig Daddy's a musician.
Very nice, bro.
With a big crocodile or alligator tattoo on his arm.
Yeah, and he blew off Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. We met him earlier this week. What do you need a ruling on?
What's up, Dig Daddy? Who is it for?
Oh, this one's going to be for Big Al.
Come on, talk to me.
Big Al.
Yeah.
I got a big mud four-wheeler.
I'm
either going to throw speakers on the front,
yeah,
or I need a winch to pull me out of the mud. I need to know what you think about it.
Oh, man. Well,
speakers are
a
winch.
You know what? Speakers are a winch. I would probably go with the speakers.
Yeah.
I mean, you get stuck. At least you can listen to some jams.
At least you can listen to your own music.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, if I'm out there getting ate up by mosquitoes, I mean, who doesn't want to listen? Loud music, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The vibrations get rid of the mosquitoes.
Go with the speakers, dog. What kind of amp you pushing in there?
It's probably going to be about a 400-watt on there. It's going to be, you know, probably about 4 6x9s
on
the front.
That's
and
what I'm talking about.
Like a nice, loud, and crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Put
some subwoofers on that bad
Dig
boy.
Daddy, you go ahead and you jam the box, all right?
Yeah, and send us a photo.
By the way, Dig Daddy, Al had no idea what you were talking about.
I'm going to get in trouble if I don't. I need to send a shout-out to my wife. She's a teacher, J.I. Watson, over here.
All right, Dig Daddy, you got it, brother.
Dig Daddy in the house.
Dig Daddy, real quick before we let you go, can you go, how about Dig Daddy? Yeah, yeah. Singing it?
How about that Dig Daddy? Yeah!
Oh, I dig it.
He's in it. He never heard it before. It's all right.
I like how he put his own spin on it.
Love it.
Dig Daddy. Official Kid Nation member right there.
Yeah.
And that was I Need a Ruling. You can go to Facebook, the Kid Nation Facebook, and put yours down, and we'll try to help you next time we do I Need a Ruling.
Mm-hmm. All right.
How about them apples?
Well.
Thank you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.